Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So let me get this straight. Senator Chuck Schumer is now saying the Trump border policies, reversing those policies by Joe Biden, didn't cause the problem, evidently. Okay, I'm just going to leave it at that, folks. Again, willing to say anything, willing to characterize something in any way that they possibly can to try to throw you off the scent of what's happened, what's happening. My friends, it is going to be a long, hard slog all the way to November. But you know what? We're up to it. I think we are. And we definitely have all this stuff on our side. People just open their eyes and look around. And they're able to see what's happened at the border. Gee, what a coincidence when Biden came in and all this crisis started up in earnest. Gee, Biden came into office, and gee, our economy is just terrible. Gee, Biden came into office, and we have the world literally catching on fire. As Joe Biden would say, no joke. And, you know, really, all kidding aside, it is no joke. The world is catching on fire. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you here on this weekend edition of the program. And we hope that you have some great weekend plans as well. It is daylight savings time, so don't forget, spring forward. So we don't envy, you know, we don't really prefer to lose that hour of sleep, though. But unfortunately, we will, but it's going to stay light longer. So I've had several people already tell me how happy they are that it will be light a little bit longer into the evening. But at any rate, folks, we've got Denise Simon with us this morning. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning and happy weekend again, Denise.
Good morning. Yes, happy weekend. Very happy it's here.
Yes, very, very much so. Well, and of course, just as I was just saying, you know, Chuck Schumer thinks now that he can convince everybody. I think he said this on The View anyway. But that's reversing the Trump policies. That didn't cause any problems, evidently.
Lies work.
Yeah.
Depending upon the audience, lies work.
Well, sure. Sure.
They're allowed to lie. Politicians are allowed to lie.
Indeed. And of course, this is all part and parcel of their new strategy. I think their new strategy is prop up Biden. He's wise. He's older. He's wiser. He's the best Biden we've ever seen, according to Joe Scarborough. And all this stuff that goes along with it. It's really kind of pathetic.
What was it? Send a thrill up your leg?
Oh, that's right.
Chris Matthews.
The Chris Matthews thrill. Mm-hmm. That's right. I'm glad you mentioned that. Yeah, that was really something when he said that back then. But again, you know, we've been talking a lot about the State of the Union, and we want to continue to. But there are other things that are going on. For example, well, in the State of the Union, Biden mentioned he wants the U.S. military to build what he called a temporary pier in Gaza. Now, my question is, first of all, is that just folded into whatever existing military budget is there, or does Congress have to appropriate funds for something like that?
I don't know what the cost is actually going to be. I mean, we already pay military salaries. But this dock, this thing, I mean, they already have a port, by the way. It's kind of a fishing port, but it's got sizable docks to it. So they're going to take that port and just make it bigger with a floating dock that goes together like Legos. Apparently this has been in discussion for a while because they've already been working at pulling the resources together to do it. They just formally announced it. Now what's particularly interesting is we have this place called the World Central Kitchen. And the World Central Kitchen is already preparing, you know, piles of rice and wheat and whatever else that they do. They actually have been providing meals for Ukraine for some time, too. But anyway, they're preparing the ships right now for the aid to go to Gaza. And, of course, if you read Associated Press, they're saying that's as long as Israel cooperates and allows it to happen. Well, Israel has never had a problem with those kinds of things going to the Palestinians. But here you have a situation where it's Hamas that has been, you know, looting these supplies, because they also include medical supplies. And then they turn around and sell them, or they use them as kind of extortion. Mm-hmm. Now, what happens here, and I'm just particularly annoyed, is it completely leaves Egypt out of the mix. And Egypt seems to have said to somebody, we're not taking a role in any of this. We don't want these Palestinians. We've completely blocked off the Rafah access, and I don't know why Egypt is getting any kind of a pass on any of this, but they are. So anyway, we have this thing called the World Central Kitchen, and I think most of this will come out of Cyprus. So that's that's where all of this is.
Well, and of course, you know, nobody begrudges humanitarian aid, but at the same time, you know, are there mixed signals being sent to our ally in terms of, you know, eradicating Hamas? And obviously, a lot of this stuff is going to not get to the people that it's supposed to get to, and it's going to help buttress Hamas and support them.
Well, you know, that's, I suppose, you know, that's been part of the consideration. I don't know what Israel's position officially is on this, but, you know, Israel has troops, obviously, in Gaza, but mostly from a security standpoint. You know, they're trying to, you know, keep control of the territories that they've already taken.
Right. Tell you what, Denise, stay right there. We've got a lot more to talk about with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Weekend Edition continues. Stay right there, because we are coming right back. I promise. I do solemnly promise. Stay right there.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful.
I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Edition of the program continues on through the overnight hours. We're glad that you're there. Glad to be here. Head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message. You can also give us a call, 949-822-7959. We'll open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour. If you have a question or comment for our guest, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And I'll tell you what, folks, we got a great direct message from Driver Ron in Denver, and for the weekend program, I think we can call him an honorary correspondent this morning, because I want to bring Denise in here with us. Good morning again, Denise. Welcome back.
Hey, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, so Driver Ron, Denise, he writes in, and for those of you who weren't with us on the Friday program, Wally had written in and said that he thought that he was waiting for Jeff Dunham to appear because Biden reminded him so much of Walter, the character of Jeff Dunham. So then here comes Driver Ron, and Driver Ron writes in and he says he was going to actually go see Jeff Dunham tonight, or yesterday night. So he writes in, he says, "Hi, Kyle. Here's the Jeff Dunham report from about 5 hours ago here in Denver." He says, "Wally would have loved it." He says, "Walter was dressed like Joe Biden, and all the characters were extremely politically incorrect. Jeff's funniest show yet," he says. But this is where it gets really cool, Denise. He says, "Jeff did a survey by applause for the November election. Biden supporters had very minimal response. Trump supporters cheered by an overwhelming majority, and Jeff Dunham said, 'Colorado's a blue state.'" He said it was so funny. So there you have it, folks. Our inside man cool. In Denver. That's right.
We like a little moment of laughter, so thanks for sharing.
Absolutely. Thank you, Driver Ron. Stay safe out there, and I'm glad that you enjoyed the show. You deserve it. Go out and have a great time. Well, Denise, you know, one of the things, of course, is that not only do people kind of look at Joe Biden the way that they were looking at him through the State of the Union, but our foes look at Joe Biden.
Yep.
You know, and he mentioned It was interesting how he said he was determined not to have boots on the ground in Ukraine. Why would he say that? Unless it's always, I hate it when they say stuff like that because it always seems like it's the opposite at that point.
Well, there's chatter because Macron of France is having that discussion. And apparently now 5 days ago, there was a phone call between Olaf Scholz or Schultz or whatever his name is of Germany. And the call was, I don't want to say hacked, but it was released. And apparently Germany said in the call that France already, or the Brits already have boots on the ground in Ukraine.
Really?
Yes. And then the discussions went further. Apparently it was SAS types that are not only training, but they may be fighting alongside some of the territories. So I will tell you that, interestingly enough, Olaf Scholz is completely bought and paid for by the Russians. And what's even worse is so is his intelligence apparatus. And it is Germany that is really the sand in the gears for Europe, Western Europe, to do what they want or they feel like is needed when it comes to Ukraine. They've kind of written off the United States because we can't seem to get our act together, whatever that necessarily means, whether we're going to do something or not going to do something. But in the meantime, the real threat now is not only to Western Europe, but certainly to Eastern Europe. And that's beyond dispute. So you've got Britain and you've got France that are, you know, having those discussions about putting forces into Ukraine. But you've got Germany that is leaking phone calls and...
Yeah,
it's bad. It's very bad. And there are so many European leaders that are furious. I mean furious with Germany.
Wow. I mean, this is, you know, I saw another article that talked about how they're training in France right now. You know, they're trying to literally get ready for this kind of thing. And Denise, I mean, this if there really are, you know, non-Ukrainian.
They're Americans.
Yeah.
They're not on our payroll, but they're American veterans that are there.
Right. But if they're state actors, if you're talking about the
right.
British have them there and so forth, I mean, we're literally one step away then from, because in other words, the argument could go like this. Putin could say, well, you're putting troops into this conflict, therefore you're all fair game now.
Well, this thing has gotten, interestingly enough, this thing has gotten a pretty interesting because you've got Russian forces, I think it's in Sudan, and they're really there because they're doing precisely what China is doing, and they're looting the country of minerals. And so you got Russia in Sudan. Now, you've got Ukrainian troops, interestingly enough, that have been in Sudan. Ukrainian troops that have been in Sudan since August. And what they're trying to do is help the Sudanese defeat the terrorists and the Russians there. Plus, Sudan is loaded with all kinds of weapons and ordnance and bullets and so forth. So, Ukraine obviously needs some of those. But yes, I think there's about 100 Ukrainian forces that are actually in Sudan operating against Russia. That's how convoluted this thing has gotten.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, for example, so Joe Biden, for some reason, this gets in the speech where he says, I'm determined not to have boots on the ground in Ukraine.
So you know that those discussions are happening.
Exactly.
And they're putting pressure on and he's like pushing back.
Exactly. But what happens when you know, in other words, I could see a scenario where the conflict continues to get worse. Somehow you do get these other troops involved from these other countries, and then does America have to come in and support them?
No.
Because we've already gone down this road now.
No.
Okay,
unless
good.
Russia attacks their country.
Mm-hmm. Then it becomes a NATO problem.
Then it's a NATO problem, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, again, this whole thing just seems like it can get out of hand very, very quickly. Maybe one of the things that Putin is looking for, I don't think he's looking for an off-ramp, I guess. He wants to win totally, or at least get what he wants. That doesn't mean, perhaps, controlling all of Ukraine. But
he's been offered many off-ramps where he can actually save face, and he isn't doing it. And so that's why you have these Eastern European leaders, including Poland, Hungary, they're getting a little freaked out. So Viktor Orban, I think, is actually visiting Trump right about now, too. So, yeah, it's clear. I mean, Putin even said he's not going to stop at Ukraine. He said that 3 days ago. He's not going to stop. So, I got to thinking this morning, something is very wrong, that you've got all of these countries across the world, and I'm not asking for their military personnel, but I'm asking for is the whole world so low on weapons and ammunition that we're in this kind of trouble? I mean, something is very wrong here.
Well, exactly. In other words, can we handle, some other larger development that would happen?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Absolutely correct. Least of which would be China and Taiwan.
Exactly. Well, tell you what, Denise, hold that thought. Folks, it's getting interesting, isn't it? It really, really is. When we come back, we've got more with Denise Simon, founderscode.com. We'll also open up the telephone lines if you'd like to give a call, 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. The weekend edition is continuing. So stay right there because we have an awful lot more to talk about.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. Sweden is an official NATO member nation, capping the largest expansion of the Western alliance in decades. The Swedish Prime Minister came to the U.S. this week to deliver the news. He says Sweden is in NATO to stay.
The security situation in our region has not been this serious since the Second World War.
Russia will stay a serious threat to the Euro-Atlantic security for the foreseeable future.
The move is welcomed by top U.S. officials who say Russian President Vladimir Putin should take notice. The Pentagon has stated there is no indication of the U.S. concealing the presence of UFOs. On Friday, the Department of Defense published a 63-page report on unidentified anomalous phenomena, asserting that most sightings were due to misidentifications of everyday objects and phenomena. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Folks, the weekend edition, I really do think, maybe goes by even faster than the weekday edition. So I know that there's some kind of Einstein relativity issue happening with that, but as I always say, I'm not going to question it. I'm just going to accept it, and it's just what we observe, and that's what's happening. Folks, we are back. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program. If you have a question for Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook, do yourself a favor, head over to FoundersCode.com and check out all of the great articles and all of the great material that Denise has over there. And I'll tell you what, I don't know that you're hearing what we're talking about tonight pretty much anywhere else, and bringing back Denise Simon into the mix. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Well, what you're talking about here in this last segment, you know, I mean, this is going to be the kind of stuff where, you know, where if, God forbid, something starts happening, it's going to be, well, this was unfortunately, you know, all too predictable at that point.
Well, look, the Wagner Group is still somewhat operating around the globe, and certainly in Sudan, along with other mercenaries that are really under Putin's authority. Now, Zelensky had met with the leader of Sudan last year, and Sudan's actually been helping out Ukraine. And when these, you know, commandos, these Russian commandos, if you will, up their game in Sudan, the leader was in trouble. So in order to help pay him back, the Ukraine sent 100 forces in and rescued him. Now, it gets a little crazier, because just hold on. While we obviously have some kind of a crisis here with the Palestinians in Gaza, well, we really also have it in Sudan. And you don't hear anybody, you know, in this administration, in this Biden administration, having any kind of discussion on any of this. But 13,000 people Sudanese have been killed. 13,000.
Wow.
And they've got their own humanitarian crisis going on, to the point where I think that there's, you know, several million that Sudanese that are displaced. They got no place to live. So if you put all this on paper and you lay it out on a desk, who's at the heart of all of this? Russia. So, don't think that Putin's not going to keep going. I mean, what in the world does he really want in the Sudan? Well, I don't know, but he's there.
Yeah. I mean, again, this is the genesis of all this stuff. I mean, and, you know, when you look back in history, sometimes you go, well, it was so clear. You know, why couldn't they have seen this happening and this kind of thing? But that's what you're actually talking about here. You're putting those puzzle pieces together. And this is a huge problem, because we're talking about, again, maybe getting into a whole another world war. And that's, you know, that's obviously just unacceptable. But at any rate, folks, let's head over to the telephone line. Denise, we got back in and Bob this morning, of course, and he would love to give you a comment or a question. Good morning, back in and Bob.
Good morning, Denise, Kyle. One thing y'all keep talking about, Biden making all these mistakes and doing all these. Biden's not running the thing. It's Obama
Correct.
And his agents. I mean,
Correct.
why even bother to even consider Biden's
position
or anything? He's running it.
He's not
Obama
running
his
it,
agents
but he's responsible. I agree with you.
Yeah. And the other thing is on NATO, okay? NATO is essentially Europe's protection force, okay? And why are we over there even in NATO?
Okay.
All we are is taking a big risk of getting drawn into a war. We don't have the ability to be the world's police anymore, because our military isn't good enough. I'm not saying our technology, but our troops and stuff. We can't. It would have to be all technology, and in that case, these other countries have that. So I think that we just need to withdraw from all this stuff, come back and defend our own country. Shore up our own borders. And
well, I mean, that sounds good
here.
In theory, but here's what's going to happen. Don't be surprised. You know, the story came out last week, and I wrote about it, of the 350,000 people that the Biden administration chartered these planes and flew them into the United States. Okay? We took in a whole bunch of Afghans, and we don't even really know what that number is. After we bailed out of Afghanistan. Don't be surprised if there's not some other kind of humanitarian thing where we start flying Palestinians or Gazans, not necessarily Hamas, although they could be, you know, out of Gaza, you know, to bring them here for safety. Wait a minute. Are we going to start doing the same thing with Sudan? Are we going to, I mean, because 25 million people have been, I'm sorry, 8 million people have been displaced in Sudan. 25 million need humanitarian aid. So are we going to start flying in Sudanese? That's the problem.
Well, this country is full. We don't need any more.
Well, I don't disagree with you, but these idiots in the United Nations and these idiots in the White House, they don't care, because they're not living inside the Beltway. They're coming to a town near you.
Right. Well, I think, Denise, to Beckham and Bob's other question about NATO, you know, NATO was designed to be something that would make another war in Europe pretty much unthinkable, because you'd have that collective defense.
If you get countries to cooperate.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, let's go back to the war in Iraq and Afghanistan. You had all these other countries that stepped up immediately under Article 5 and cooperated. But as time went on, they weren't providing the kind of cooperation we necessarily needed. In fact, most of them, it got to the point where they were only providing, you know, night vision goggles and blankets and meals and not war fighters.
Let me ask you a question. Do you really think that if Russia were to attack another Article 5 country that we would rush over there and send all our troops and stuff over and help them? Not a chance.
I almost have to agree with that. On paper, that's the procedure.
If we're not going to do it, why take the risk?
Very interesting.
Well, of course, the idea, if you're actually going to dismantle NATO, that also might be the actual trigger that says to people like Vladimir Putin, hey, I can do this.
We don't need to dismantle NATO. We need to get out of NATO and make that a European cooperative.
But we are NATO.
We're
the largest contributor. We are NATO.
No. Well, let them start contributing. Let them start being the ones. Let them build it up.
That was really kind of the threat that Trump had when he was president. And he was at least able to, in fact, get, you know, all these countries to, you know, start paying up. They didn't, they're all, you know, are not completely paid up, and some are paid, you know, in advance and more than their share. But I would argue I'd rather be in NATO than be in the United Nations. I'd rather flip the script.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, indeed, get out of both of them, but that's either here or there.
Yeah. Well, Backham and Bob, we appreciate your call very much. You hope you have a great weekend. I'm sure we'll talk to you next week. Take care.
Well, thanks for letting me put my 2 cents worth in, and thanks for the time.
Anytime.
Goodbye.
Okay, take care. Backham and Bob, everybody. Yeah, that's the thing. But if something lights up over there, Denise, outside of Ukraine just the other day, right, we had that scare. Could be a missile heading into Poland. That's a Russian missile, you know, or Russian drone or what have you. That could be one of those things.
You almost have to redefine what an attack is, because don't think that Russia doesn't have operatives in all these countries now.
Mm-hmm.
and propaganda into itself, and lies and misinformation, that is a war into itself. What does the definition of Article 5 really mean here at this point? I would argue that it's necessarily changed.
That is very, very insightful. Absolutely. I'll tell you what, Denise, we're going to talk to you again on Monday. Have yourself a great weekend, and we'll look forward to talking to you again.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Take care. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. That's the website for Denise. Head over there. Check it out. Folks, check us out. We're coming right back. Final segment of the weekend show. I'll warn with you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Sometimes when it really does appear that the world is catching on fire, that larger war could be inevitable, all those kinds of things happening, you know, you got to remember, too, that we've got a lot of good things in this world, a lot of beauty and a lot of good music, just like what we're hearing just there. And we're going to continue staying on top of these issues, no doubt about it. The American people, I think, are realizing that something's gone wrong, horribly wrong, in our foreign policy. Something's gone wrong with how this administration is handling things, not just vis-a-vis Vladimir Putin and Ukraine, but also and over in the Middle East with the Houthis, with the Iranians, with Hamas, with all these things going on. They realize, and by the way, Taiwan, you know, the China-Taiwan situation could light up, you know, tomorrow. You know, I don't know that it will do that tomorrow, but just for sake of argument, it's always a real possibility. It's getting worse. In fact, the other day, I think there was some kind of report or some other kind of presentation that omitted specific language that the Chinese government typically uses about Taiwan, which made some observers think, okay, they're changing their tone. towards Taiwan, and not in a good way. That was what the thrust of that report was. So anything is bound to happen. And that's why what we're all about, and what I think so many are about, is making sure that we make the real changes necessary in our leadership in order to deal with these things. The absence of American leadership is what gets us into these problems. It's what gets us into these terrible situations. Yes, sometimes they can be foisted upon us, but you have to then respond to that. And, you know, if America doesn't lead, if it doesn't have the right person at the helm, then you've got all could be lost. And I'm not trying to overstate that. I'm not trying to be sensationalistic. I'm not trying to go over the top. I'm simply saying that at every time during our history, if we didn't have the right people in place, everything could have been a whole different story, right? All right, so folks, once again, a little rather long lead-in to the final segment of the weekend show this weekend. But Kyle Warren with you, of course, glad to be with you. And we have much more to talk about as we go through the final segment of the program this morning. And, you know, as I was mentioning, and by the way, we appreciate Denise Simon so much. And I hope that that you do, too, as well. You know, you're not hearing these kinds of things overnight in America, pretty much anywhere else other than here. You know, we do have a lot of fun, and we love to laugh, and we love music, and we love to, you know, to talk about all the different sort of news items of the day. But there's a real serious quality here that we have to constantly be on top of. Because, again, one little mistake in Europe, the Ukraine conflict, something else happens in Gaza between Hamas and Israel, something else happens in the Middle East, Iran decides to do something, the Houthis, you know, they've killed people, they've sunk a ship, a large ship, you know, they're constantly on the move here, you know, literally anything could happen. And so people are concerned about who's leading them. And this brief audio clip we have here, this goes back to the White House press briefing room earlier in the week. Karine Jean-Pierre being asked about why does President Biden have to always use note cards? I think that's a darn good question. And, you know, I'm sure all presidents have to use some form of a teleprompter, or they have some notes, or they might even have a note card. But all the other presidents seem to be able to talk about things extemporaneously, and Joe Biden has gotten to that point. And yes, he yelled at everybody at the State of the Union, but he was also primarily reading that. And there was those times when he got off script, when he called the person who killed Laken Riley an illegal. Do you know what people are upset about on the left? They're upset that he called them an illegal. Right? According to the complaint, right, the guy is alleged to have murdered this woman. And we're going to be really concerned now that, you know, Joe Biden used the wrong terminology here. This is just crazy going nuts. That's the only way to describe it. It's got to be the scientific way to describe it. It's crazy going nuts. And but he went off script, called the person an illegal, and then said, what about the thousands of people being killed by illegals? You know, at that moment, he kind of looked at the camera, and he just looked bizarre. That's all I can say. That's the only way to describe it. It wasn't normal. The whole thing was not normal. You know, and I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm laughing because it's so unbelievable. But let's listen real briefly here to this audio clip.
The president, I noticed, had note cards at the border when he was doing his briefing there. He also had note cards last Friday with the Italian prime minister. Why does the president rely so heavily on note cards?
You're upset because the president has note cards? You're asking me a question about the president having note cards?
I'm asking why.
The president,
he rely
who
so
has
heavily?
Had a probably one of the most successful first 3 years of an administration than any modern day president. He's done more in the first 3 years than most presidents who have two terms.
Okay, stop right there because you realize what she's doing, don't you? Note cards? Why does he have these note cards? Don't you know he's the most successful three-year president ever? You know, that has nothing to do with the obvious problem that Joe Biden has, which necessitates the extraordinary use of note cards. Does she really think that, you know, really? He's asking me about note cards? I don't think she was indignant in that regard, because she really thought that this guy was just trying to hammer on Joe Biden because he had a note card. No, that's not it. And so she goes down this line of deflection. Have you ever noticed it's always about deflecting? It's always deflecting, or it's referring you out to somebody else. I'm surprised she didn't say go over talk to the people at communications or State Department or something like that. Just make something up. Make up some lie. Go talk to so-and-so. They're extension 564 or something. And just leave it at that and move on quickly, because you don't want to talk about the note cards. All right, let's back that up just a little bit and continue.
You're asking me about note cards? I'm not speaking to you right now, James. I'm talking to your friend over here, Ed. So thank you so much. But thank you so much for interjecting. Go ahead, Ed.
I was just asking why he relies so heavily on note cards.
I think what's important here and what the American people care about is how this president is delivering for them. And that's what he's doing. And that's what's the most important thing here. All right, I'm going to take...
Okay. So, yep, that's it. That's the whole thing, folks. I'm telling you, you know, obviously the obvious answer is he doesn't remember things, or he doesn't know who that person is. You know, over time, many of the presidents get to know the different reporters, I don't know that Joe Biden can do that at this point. Or he's got something that he needs to say, but he can only say it correctly if he has that note card. So there we are. Well, I'll tell you what, folks, we're heading to the end of the weekend edition right here, but I want to close out a great quote that Bill, listening on WLSS 930 AM, just sent in. He said, we should all sing the last verse of the Star-Spangled Banner. Says the one that starts, "Oh, thus be it ever, when free men shall stand between their loved home and the war's desolation." Great quote. Great, great quote, Bill. Thank you so much. He says it's the strongest statement of why we must fight for freedom. Well, Bill, couldn't agree more. I appreciate the direct message very, very much. I think it's a wonderful way to end the program for this weekend. Folks, we're going to be back on Monday, 2 a.m. Eastern, right here. Glad to be with you. I hope that you have a great weekend. You've got some great plans. Stay safe out there. Thank you for listening. Thanks for the calls. Thanks for the direct messages. Thank you for the kind words. Thank you for everything. This is the best job in the world. I have you to thank for that. We'll see you on Monday. Take care out there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad.
to your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.